People rallied in Juneau and Anchorage this weekend against Ballot Measure 1. That's the initiative sponsored by libertarian lawyer Scott Kohlhaas that would attempt to limit Alaskans' access to the political process and to politicians. In Juneau, representatives of labor unions, senior activists, education, and municipal governments attended the Saturday event at the Diamond Courthouse across the street from the Capitol, most of them wearing gags over their mouths to demonstrate their view of the initiative as an anti-free speech measure. Alaska Municipal League Executive Director Kathy Wasserman told the audience that the initiative will ruin the people's constitutional rights, reminding them that, quote, we don't need to put up with this.
This isn't going to work for the state of Alaska. For someone to come into the state of Alaska from somewhere else and tell us that they want us to be quiet and not take part in government or campaigning or lobbying or influencing or whatever else is on that five pages of dribble is not something that we're going to stand for.
Wasserman says the initiative is on the ballot because people were hired to collect petition signatures by an out-of-state individual with a personal agenda. The initiative prohibits anyone with any income of $500 or more from any level of government from taking part in any political campaign or lobbying activity, even speaking to a legislator. About 75 attended a similar rally in Anchorage. People gathered on the lawn of the Lusac Library in Anchorage holding signs with statements like, confused? Vote no on Measure 1 and leave my grandma out of this. Alaska AFL-CIO President Vince Beltrami says the definition of immediate family is one of the big problems with what he says is the vast overreach of Measure 1. The language would make it illegal for a family member of someone with a state contract from contributing to a campaign. But Beltrami says the definition includes step brothers, cousins, and parents-in-law.
That would absolutely be eliminated from the political process. And then what really makes it hard if you're a candidate, you're looking for campaign contributions, trying to raise money, and you don't know if you're accepting a contribution, if you may have just broken the law by accepting a contribution from the step-grandparent of someone who happens to have a state contract, and then that potential legislator has committed a criminal act.
Beltrami says the coalition of those opposed to the measure is gaining ground with trade unions and public employees.
Like the Associated General Contractors, the Alaska State Chamber. I mean, so you're seeing that there's a coalition of people who don't often agree and are politically, you know, on the other side of issues a lot of times who are going, wait a minute, this is just bad policy for Alaska.
Joelle Hall is Director of Operations for AFL-CIO and the manager for the Stop the Gag Law campaign. She says everything about the measure upsets her.
I'm a veteran and I'm married to a soldier, and I find the whole First Amendment attack, of course, I find that offensive. And I think that it's just a kind of a sad and cynical attempt to manipulate Alaskans in light of our recent history. And that bugs me, too.
Hall says the measure's restrictions will impact nearly all Alaskans. It will be voted on during the August primary election.